From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Pope Francis arrived in the nation's capital this week, only the third pontiff in history to do so. He bore a message of peace, refuge, compassion, and the sanctity of life for ourselves and for our planet.
Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated.
So naturally, in the comprehensive coverage of his historic visit, the Pope was widely treated as just the latest larger-than-life character adding his two cents to the three-penny opera.
The most important player in the 2016 election about to touch down in America. Pope Francis is coming to the United States. Is he headed for a collision course with Donald Trump on immigration?
He wants us to open our doors to more immigrants. So who's got it right, the Donald or the Pope?
Donald Trump, he has a message for the Pope.
I'd say ISIS wants to get you.
Even the nominally analytic coverage tended to characterize Francis as a politician in a skullcap. Not only were his teachings on moral obligation toward the welfare of humanity treated as partisan rhetoric, they were framed as if Francis were a candidate himself, courting the U.S. electorate.
58% of Ohio voters are with the Pope. 59% of Florida voters say the same. 63% of Pennsylvania voters back the pontiff.
Republicans, however, they think they've got an ally in the Pope because of abortion. And in fact, the day that he lands...
New approval ratings are out for the Pope. And they aren't too good. We'll break down the numbers.
Approval ratings? It seems not to have occurred to ABC's Eva Pilgrim that a pope has bigger fish to fry. As The Atlantic's Emma Green put it in her essay this week, the pope doesn't care. He is not Carly Fiorina or Bernie Sanders. He won the only election he ever needed. White smoke was issued. He is most likely not watching the polls. Nor choosing sides in domestic American politics. If you were grading the Pope on policy points, the way advocacy organizations rate candidates on their issues, you might indeed conclude that the world's most influential pro-lifer is a godsend for the staunchly anti-abortion majority of the GOP. Yet conservative media denounced Francis as a Trojan horse for commie poison.
This is just pure Marxism coming out of the mouth of the Pope.
I'm going to applaud when some left-wing nonsense about the environment comes across as if it's Catholic dogma. How could anybody applaud to that?
The same people who gave us Obama gave us this Pope.
This Pope is a world government promoting, anti-gun, global government carbon tax guy, and it's sick.
And this from Stuart Varney of Fox Business.
I don't think Christian people, ministers, popes, priests, whatever, I don't think they should be preaching politics from the pulpit.
Stuart, I swear I've never used this expression before in my life, but for God's sake, get over yourself. Maybe you see the world as an eternal battle for house seats, but that doesn't mean Pope Francis does. You're projecting, dude. This isn't about you. The problem, of course, isn't that political pundits are hammers that think everything is a nail, and the problem certainly isn't that the Pope is going all George McGovern on us. The problem is that in our hyper-politicized media culture, nothing in the world is immune from partisanship and polemic. Not atmospheric crisis, not evolution, not vaccination, not economic history, not even hunger. What should the leader of the church talk about then? Deflategate? Which brings us, as it often does, to a moment of sanity from Fox News Channel's Shepard Smith.
Caring for the marginalized and the poor, that's now political. Advancing economic opportunity for all, political. Serving as good stewards of the environment. Protecting religious minorities and promoting religious freedom globally. Welcoming and integrating immigrants and refugees globally. And that's political. These seem like universal truths, that we should be good to others who have less than we do, that we should give shelter to those who don't have it. I think these were the teachings in the Bible of Jesus.
Sorry, Shep. In a nation that treats elections like seasons of Survivor, there's no room for highest aspirations, just the lowest common denominator, fed with the dramaturgy of conflict. hero or villain, compatriot or nemesis, maverick or team player? Will Pope Francis get an audience with Sheldon Adelson? How will he go over with Big Labor? The Bible of Jesus? Seriously? Francis is headed for Pennsylvania, my friend, and that is a swing state.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.